Welcome back to another episode of the Ignorant Noodle. It's your boy Dre. Only Bulldog remix I want to hear right now is R. Kelly's.
It's your boy, you call me whatever you want, man. We got oatmeal, we got chocolate chip. What kind of cookie you want?
Chocolate chip.
Okay.
This nigga bad, he really wanted that cookie. Testicles.
Yeah, make sure you can get him.
I would say, yeah, make sure we good over there. La la la.
Yep. Okay.
Alright, so the other day, I was like...
Fix that fucking intro. Welcome back, Ignorant Podcast. Yeah, let's go. I'm Dre.
You call me whatever. I thought we were going to do the bullshit before the intro.
Either way.
And then go into it. So you know, it's Thanksgiving or whatever. So tell me why I was like, yeah, you know, I'm a cook, I'm thinking I'm only cooking for like 7. Why the fuck do I get off work on Wednesday? and you know I get off work late as hell.
You said 7, so I'm assuming both parents, brother,
sister.
Plus yourself, so that's 5.
5, and then 2 kids.
All right.
That's 7. All right. So then I get home, and then tell me why it's 13 people in the damn house. And while I was at work, didn't nobody go grocery shopping or anything like that.
So you just showed up thinking you had to make a small meal.
Yeah.
And now there's like, not only extra bodies, not enough food for the extra bodies, not enough time to get food for the extra bodies.
But now it's like, first of all, like I was mentally prepared for the 7 people. Yeah. Like I knew what to expect. Yeah, like I already knew what to expect. You know. Then when I get 13 people, motherfuckers just ran through between my legs. You know, everybody talking, cackling loud as hell. Nobody cooking. Nobody offered to help me step in the kitchen.
Did anybody complain about the food?
Hell, niggas knew not to complain about a free meal.
Your bullshit is you had to cook for more people than expected, right?
Yeah.
But you knew you had to cook, regardless.
Yeah.
Guess who had to leave the house they was at to get food because the food wasn't cooked? So, obviously, no mother. So, obviously, most of the time, Thanksgiving is held at mama's house.
Mm-hmm.
We know this. So, I hate you. I hate you so bad. But, X hits me up. I says, big brother, what we doing for Thanksgiving? And I said, I don't know. I plan on just hitting up all my homies, getting food from them, doing, you know, whatever. I ain't got to feed mama. Like, I'm going to just be out here. So he goes, okay, figure something out. Feed my aunt. Texas says, hey, we're going to do Thanksgiving over here. My cousin's girlfriend's like, oh, she's basically a world-class chef. She can cook anything. Just tell us what you want. I said, nigga, it's free food. I don't care. It's Thanksgiving. Just give me something. So for a week, conversation about, oh, we're going to be at this time. Meet up 10. I want to eat by this time. I want to take, you know, be done cooking by this time. I completely forgot about these times. I don't care. My eyes, I'm going to go spend time with family early. Then when I leave, I don't already have time with my family. I can go eat, collect plates, do whatever I want to do, not worry about it. I get there at 10 o'clock, like 9:30 actually. Yeah, I get there like 9:30. 10 o'clock rolls around. Nobody's pulling up. It's just me, cousin me, and Fee. We just all out there laughing, moving stuff around, just kind of like tidying up, whatever. I'm early. I get it. 10:30 roll around. Hey, where everybody at, man? 11 o'clock roll around. Nobody is, oh, we're on our way, blah, blah, blah. So, Finch on bring sodas and bring liquor. Nothing, we don't hear anything. So it gets around 12 o'clock. So now me and Nene, like, yo, where the food at? Like, we hungry. What's going on? We want food. So they call back like, oh, well, you didn't tell us quick enough so we didn't have time to get the soap because we had already left the store, blah, blah. Nigga, we told you that about 9:30 in the morning. What you talking about? Don't matter. Keep going. They said, all right, well, did you get the liquor? It's like, oh, we outside the liquor store now. Bad, cool. We ain't got, that ain't got to get handled. It's, they outside the liquor store. They call at like 1 o'clock. Oh, we about 15 minutes away. At this point, once again, me and Nina are mad. We're hungry. 1:30, they pull up. Food not done. They talking about, oh, we still got to make the food. Know what they had to make? Macaroni and baked beans.
Okay. So did they have to like make it or did they have to put it in the oven?
They had to make it. I didn't say heat it up. They had to make it. But then they pull up and Samin goes, well, if I gotta wait to eat, where's the liquor? Oh, we didn't get it. Which means you didn't get it. Y'all wasn't doing nothing. Exactly. So if you told us to do something, we'd have done it. We've been sitting here waiting. Where's the liquor? Oh, we couldn't get it. Why not? Y'all said y'all was outside the liquor store. Oh, it was closed. And he said, so why the fuck didn't you call me back and tell me that that I need to go get some liquor? I'm right up the street from a liquor store. So at this point, me and Nene mad. Nene said, you know what? Me and Drake going to collect plates. Where he going?
So, okay. I hate to say this because you know
niggas from Nick, I know.
No.
Nigga tax.
They are. but you know, Walmart and Target, they decided to close this weekend, yeah. You know, for Thanksgiving. Obviously, you yeah. know, obviously. Circle K was still open. And they sell them long ass yeah. sodas. So
here's the beef with that. We dip out. I head over to my nigga Porsche house. Porsche will take care of me. She invited me to Thanksgiving. Thank you, Porsche. Shout out to Porsche. If you need some esthetician needs, hit up Porsche. Where my camera? You my camera. Hit up Porsche for the esthetician needs. Shout out to my dog. She took care of me.
She took care of me the other day, so you know I already know.
You want that for facial?
Yeah.
I didn't know she still did those. But yeah, so I'm over there eating with her family, enjoying her family. We're gonna get into what I can talk about. Her family's funny. That entire family is funny. That is a funny ass. You remember, so you know Porsche and you know her brother.
Mm-hmm.
That is both of their parents. So Porsche is her dad, Denante's the mom.
So I've actually never met both their parents before.
Funny. Because it's just the dynamic. It's not like, well, the dad is hilarious just because he's making jokes. But it's everybody else's reaction to him that makes him funny. But we're sitting over there, we're laughing, we're joking, we're talking, we're eating, we're having fun. We got there at like 2 o'clock. It was about 3 o'clock where we get a text. The food done. And they thought we was going to sit there and wait on it? Nigga, what?
From 9 a.m. to 3?
No. Dog. And remember, I wake up early. I woke up at 4 a.m.
Nah.
This is before, because I still have to do the, I think this is the same day I woke up, painted all of this, painted all of this, got stuff handled, showered, went to go get Thanksgiving food.
So,
if, I have been working.
If you wake up at 4, did you eat breakfast?
No. Because I'm sitting there thinking, because ready. So, we get there now. This is what I got to say about Portia's family that made me laugh the whole time. Her dad couldn't remember Neen's name. Her name is Shanine. Family calls her Neen. Everybody else calls her Shay. Because Shay is a very easy name to remember. We said that this man kept saying Maddie. So everybody's like, who's he? Everybody had the first thought of who's he talking about. They're like, oh, he just said a name, he's talking about somebody. But then he kept saying it. So now it's just one of those things where everybody's silent and everybody's just talking about who the hell is. Who is Maddie? Who is this Maddie we're talking about? And he keep going. And then they got to the point where Porsche said, Daddy, who's Maddie? He said, her. And she said, my name's not Maddie. And Porsche said, her name's Shay. He said, well, where the hell did I get Maddie from? So everybody else said, nigga, we don't know. You brought up Maddie. So he was like, man, I could have sworn Dre came in and said her name is Maddie. So now I'm thinking, I call her Neen. So I know you didn't even hear Maddie from me, but I don't say nothing. So it keeps going. He keeps calling her Maddie. So now they're yelling at him. Her name is Shay. The man got, now I don't know what name, I can say name. I know, her name is Shaper. Shaper was like, nah. So he keep going. So niggas think it's a joke. Like, niggas think he's purposely messing. He could not remember her name, and every time they corrected him, he said, man, that's what I said, Shawnee. That's not her name. I know that's not her name. Her name is Shayna. Like, he just kept jumping around. He got to the point. Nee said, hey, honestly, you can call me Maddie if it's easier. Kept going. So then eventually, you know, we have our fun there. We get ready to leave. So when we leave them, we head somewhere else. Guess where we head next? Shout out my dog, Desmond. So we go over there. I'm in that cause chaos. So I can make these jokes. Sorry, Heather. I call Desmond. I said, hey, bro, you good? Nah.
He just straight told you.
Yeah, I said, because like, no, because I was calling before with the porch. I called him. I said, hey, right now, which house are you celebrating Thanksgiving at? And he was like, I'm with the in-laws. So I'm like, oh, okay, damn. And he was like, oh, you know, feel free to go to my house and get food. I said, nigga, that's why I was calling you. Because if you was at your house, you could tell me if the food is ready. And he was like, well, you know, I'm out here with the in-laws. And I was just like, damn, I guess I'm still going by your house to get food. And he was just like, well, if it's any consolation, I'm not enjoying myself. I said, nigga, I don't care about your happiness. I'm here for the food. So it's like, fuck what you're talking about. So he was just like, I was like, this is all your fault because you chose white. You didn't choose right. So he was like, nigga.
One black man and a house full of white people? Oh, darn. How much sympathy can I give for you?
So we get to his house, and you know, of course, his sister's husband, their side of the family's there. So his sister's husband's brother's there. He don't know me like that. I think he knows I'm the best man from the wedding, but it's still like not a full, like, I recognize this person. Mm-hmm. So I walk in the door with to-go boxes in hand. So I was like, this nigga is at family house. Some nigga just walked in the house. He don't know this nigga. So you can just kind of see him like kind of just watching me. But it's like, nigga, I know who you is because you look like him. So I'm not even concerned. I'm not looking at this nigga. Just like, all right, what up? Hey. And I just come in. I'm talking shit to everybody. Mr. Porter sees me. So, of course, the man of the house sees me, shakes my hand, hugs me. So he settles down.
Right,
so it's like, here's the thing, like, okay. I can tell it was just I'm defending my
home. Like, I definitely understand it, but as soon as the nigga, start talking shit, and the other niggas start talking shit back to you, you'd be like, oh, okay. Yeah, so obviously, he know everybody.
So I'm in there shit and tell you, oh, you know, Desmond did lost. I was like, I know he had. Trust me, you don't have to tell me. I've already contacted him. So I started getting food, enjoying myself, cracking jokes. You know, his nephew. Everybody know Nana. Nana in there lonely. He ain't got none of his people. So I think there's like, bless you. There's like six. Nah, if I'm 30, Desmond 31, Nana like 24. So there's about 6-7 years. So Nana's more like a little brother to them. So he ain't got Desmond. He ain't got his cousin. He ain't got the other cousin, Pooh. So he really has no friends. It's just all adults. And this one lonely ass 24-year-old, he just in there on his phone. Like, it didn't look like the one kid in the room. And he just upset. So, of course, he see me, he excited. Because I walk in, everybody talking, I said, why not I sit over there like he don't know me? And now I looked up, I said, oh, snap, Drake. That nigga hopped up and came and sat at the table. So, me and him laughing and joking, he said, man, it's lonely out here. I said, I know your uncle left you. He said, man, I ain't got nobody. I'm just sitting there like, yo, you really been here all Thanksgiving. When the closest person to your age, literally the only other young person there was his mother. That's how old the room was. The closest person to his age was his own mother. That nigga had nobody. You doing that?
No, I'm not. No. So
the closest person to your age is your mom. Everybody else, your daddy, and all your grandparents.
No, because my... Specifically speaking, on my dad's side of the family, my dad is the baby of the family. So literally, all my cousins are at least 15 years older than me. Like, at least.
Damn!
He is. Like, and I'm talking about my cousins.
That's not even my cousins. That was, yeah, that's not even, that's just American nigga.
And yeah, and so, now if I really wanted to get, but the people who were at my damn house was on my mama's side.
Also, that was a whole house full of accents.
The people that, the extra people was my mama's side of the family.
So, let me know. Was it bad? Because you have to cook more? Like, was that the only reason?
No,
kind of like a bunch of people all at once just fucking off of your house?
A bunch of niggas that like, and then, oh my God, and then, you know, we got that back, that big ass backyard or whatever. Yeah. And so, like, my dad was out there grilling, but my mom was out there, like, hosting. And so she had the motherfucking, she had, like a big ass radio or whatever. Yeah. And like, mother was just dancing, mother was just jumping over each other playing. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
You and cooking with all this foolishness.
Like, bro.
And I sometimes able to just pull up on places, get food and dip. Like that, you see the place I just brought in. I still got 4 more plates in the fridge. Also, that's team meal today. We're just gonna grab a Thanksgiving plate.
First of all, I'm tired of Thanksgiving food. Okay, after I eat it, after I get my 3 plates on Thanksgiving, I'm done with it. I'm done with it.
Word?
Yeah.
I used to be able to go a full week, but now I'm pushed back. I think Monday, Tuesday might be my limit.
Okay, so you cook Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah, like I said, that didn't work no more.
If you cook the food on Thursday, mm-hmm. you eat the leftovers on Thursday, on Friday. Mm-hmm. You eat them on Saturday. Yeah. You make the sandwich on Sunday. Mm-hmm. There should be no reason why you're still eating these bitches on Monday and Tuesday.
See, that's the thing. Before, it was big family. Because mama loves orphans. So, you know, nigga, you're one of them. So, you know.
Wow. I was on that floor.
So, mama get the food. Put it up because she knows it's not just her. It's my friends, ex-friends, her friends. Because she knows niggas don't come and eat. But a lot of times, niggas don't be driving out to the middle of nowhere to get that food. So we just be having, like, be stacked. So Big Oliver got to take care of that, you know, provide for the family. I got to clear up kitchen space.
Provide for the family.
I can only do so much, bro. I can only do so much. And then X, as big as X is, X really doesn't eat that much. He's really just big for no reason. That's that football. Once that nigga stop exercising, that weight gets stuck to him. But now, because it's me kind of picking up plates, I got these onesie twosies, and then I got niggas like you that'll pull up and grab a plate. But now it sounds like you retiring.
I'm not retiring, but I didn't know that all these motherfuckers were gonna be over here. I didn't know all these motherfuckers were gonna be over here.
Speaking of, like, why you ain't bringing me a plate?
You said, quote, and I quote, I'll be over there later.
Nigga, when I left Desmond House, I wanted to. I wanted to so bad, but I was just like, I already got 4 plates in this car. Let me stop. I don't need no more plates.
Because
all I have to do, nigga, I pulled off. If I just took that left, if I ain't gonna ride, if I just took that left, what that nigga Chris
said. You know.
Is he at the crib?
You know.
And if I heard that, what you call it? The Maracas and Caribbean songs. Then I would probably been like, I ain't trying to
get that language. Nigga, I would have got to your car, pulled out one of them trays, went back in there, and brought that bitch back out, and then be like, nigga, take me back wherever you going. I'm the fuck.
Alright, Tati, how your Thanksgiving was?
It was well. I had to drive it down there.
Nigga that gave you a goddamn 20-minute visitation, and all you got is.
I took a 2-hour drive to Dothan to my sister's, eat. I stayed there about 4 or 5 hours and come back for 2 hours, and I went to work tonight at midnight.
Yeah. What was chitlins on y'all?
Hell
menu?
No.
I it's an uprise in Chitlin, so
yeah. I'm like, no. Real shit. I've been seeing a lot of chitlins.
So I'm just confused.
You ever had chitlins?
No, I don't eat. What is that? Ain't that pig ass?
the intestine. It's pig intestine.
Oh, I thought it was the booty hole.
I mean, technically, because it's connected.
Listen, listen, if you're eating any part of the pork,
I don't eat human ass.
If you're eating any part of the pork, you're eating the chili.
They still eating pork like that?
I eat pork.
What they say is
a nigga that had 6 pieces of ham in the past 24 hours.
What they say is no pork on my pork, put the swine on mine. You know, no pork on my pork put the swine on mine. Yeah, that's what they say.
I need to give up pork. I need to go back Presbyterian. I might give up meat again. Okay. Like a gay nigga that found Jesus.
Oh my god.
Hey, you know what's funny? People be mad at me for my gay jokes, but the gay niggas love it. Like, all my gay homies love my jokes. They're like, one, you make jokes that isn't afraid to actually acknowledge our sexuality. So there's like, it's not like you're trying to tiptoe around. You're like, nigga, you make the joke and you move on. And I'm like, yeah, because that's half the joke. Nigga, you gay.
My thing about it is, if there's no race, or, you know, other group that's off limits, of course the gay niggas can go ahead and get these jokes off.
And I get it, because I think most times when niggas want to make a gay joke, it's always something stupid like, hey, look at that dress, it makes you weird, right? And it's like, nigga, I play football. Why would I wear a dress? But then if I pull up and be like, nigga, of course you play football. A bunch of men chasing after you, holding you down to grab your balls? Of course you want that. Now it's like,
niggas just gotta add some originality to it. Yeah.
Listen, what I do is I surround myself by those queers that get these good jokes off. But sometimes I'll make a joke and I'll look at them and I'll go, man, that sounded too hateful. And they're like, yeah, it sounded bad. Then they're like, yeah, I can't make that one anymore. It's the only acknowledgement of it. But when they start making black jokes.
What do I always say? If there's one group that you can always get your hate up on, it's black people. And no repercussions.
You know what's crazy about that? It's so aggressively true that even when niggas try to argue against it, they can't. So like if we say something like gay niggas fart Skittles, then it's like, well, that's homophobic. You can't say that, you big black crispy nigger baboon. You're like, hey, that's not even a joke. That was racist. Well, you started by saying they can shit Skittles. Nah, nigga,
I tried to make a joke. Like, I tried. Like, the shit didn't land, but nigga, I tried to make a joke.
You did not find it funny, but it was still a joke, nigga. You just called me on Baracus. And I don't like that.
Is that a full size bottle of shampoo, nigga?
Also, you see that picture going around of, the Boondocks coming back, and they got
No, it's the grill.
Yeah, the grill. She was with the long earring and the gold grill. And that's the everybody's like, man, this shit would go so hard, this girl was hard. Like, y'all didn't watch the show. Huey would never. Mm-hmm. Huey would never.
AI can whoop niggas ass in, bro. AI is real
deal. You see what happened with Disney?
Which one?
They tried to recreate their Happy Thanksgiving picture, and they use AI for it. And it's like, y'all are literally the company of animation. Nobody, you can even get an intern to draw that shit. Nobody, not even the weekend security nigga can draw that.
I would ask you this. I'm gonna ask you, because you want your wish?
I didn't want to. Well, okay. So when it first came out, I wanted to watch it because black girl, and they said she's going to be black the whole movie. I wanted just for that history. I wanted that. Then I started seeing what it was about, and I was like, okay, this could be cool. This could be decent. Then I heard they had Chris Pine as the bad guy. I'm just like, Dungeons and Dragons was a good movie. I'm not going to really judge. I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. But then I was like, this nigga's not even like truly evil, like in his head he's doing. I was like, this, and then the more I hear about it, it gets worse and worse. And then I heard that, it was like, I think this was Disney's first attempt at like an AI-written movie, because they said there's parts of the movie that just don't make sense. It just sounds crazy. So now I was like, I don't know if I want to.
My thing about it is,
I might Disney Plus.
My thing about it is, this is Disney's second attempt at doing a, you know, a black Disney princess or whatever. But why is it that there's never a black princess in her own land? Like, they're always in some
No. I know what you're saying, because there's never a black princess that starts the story as a princess. They are just a nigga in some kingdom.
Because
Tiana wasn't Princess Tiana at all. Even in the movie, she's never been addressed as Princess Tiana. Because remember, he had been stripped of all his money and royalty. His family disowned him. It wasn't until they got married that she became a princess in theory because she married him, but he's still cut off. They still never called her Prince Nadine at the end. It was just Nadine.
So
she's just a nigga in New Orleans.
Hey, my loves, I want y'all to understand why we boycott Disney.
We boycott Disney again?
Again. Have we already?
I don't know if us personally have, but I think I've heard some niggas talk about
this. No, I'm talking about us, the ignorant noodle.
Yeah.
Please stand with us while we boycott Disney.
And Popeyes.
Shit.
I still have to get back to Popeyes.
On which? Is she technically black?
She Afro-Latina.
Is she?
No.
That's what they say. She Afro-Latina.
She got braids.
Okay, yeah.
Nigger. Just like she got she got braids.
Okay.
She's black.
Okay.
There's a white king.
Okay.
And she spent the whole movie walking around with Curry Goat. You wanted to hate me so bad.
I did until you said, I was right there and until you hit that last one. But yeah, she's Afro-Latina.
That confirmed it. Afro-Latina? Or anything close to it?
Listen, I'm not
with you. We've only had three.
I don't think they have just a regular Latino.
Listen,
princess, do they?
Princess?
They haven't, but they've had movies for them.
Yeah, but
I think the only black Afro-Latina you actually had on camera was Simba.
Listen,
I'm
not with the Diasporia War. Like that's just not for me. It's exhausting. So I'm like, if it looked black, you know, I'll go ahead and bring them in. But
unless they said, I know that I Dominican. Shout out my nigga Sammy Sosa.
Did you know he beefed with Bland?
No.
That's really funny.
Well, actually, why?
I forgot why, but that nigga beefing with Blaze.
Oh, you heard about speaking of niggas that's beefing with people? You heard about Rod Wave?
Yeah.
About him stealing lyrics?
Stealing all the lyrics.
Oh, it's not stealing. Unless he didn't pay them for the cover.
So, it started with Boosie, because Boosie said he didn't get paid for it. But Rod Wave was saying, nigga, you don't own your masters. This got cleared. This is all good. You're just out the loop. And I'm like, all right, whatever, that's understandable. My issue is, they went back, and of course, with the Boosie thing, they're like, oh, he ain't steal no sample, nothing like that. He used the line, he didn't get paid. It's the same thing T-Pain did, where he don't get no money. I can't even remember what song it is.
Sista did that in Thong song.
Yeah, so a lot of niggas do it, so they're like, okay, whatever. But then niggas went back and started like pulling up Broadway lyrics. Niggas dead ass just taking lines from other rappers. And it's like, if he says it the same way they do, it's like, okay, you know, he just kind of like using the line. This nigga's switching the cadence, changing one or two words. Like, he's really like trying to slip it in as different lyrics. And then whenever people are like, nigga, you stole lyrics, he go, man, Boosie tripping. Nigga, we talking about Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, Pharrell. Like, they really got like a list of this nigga stealing lyrics. I'm like, I don't listen to music like that, nigga. Shit looking kind of funny in the light.
And all of that is true. But the reason why I don't care is if you're gonna do it for Rod Wayne, we gotta do it for Wayne. We gotta do it for everybody. Cause niggas will always steal one line and then just change one word and pass it off.
But sometimes they have them as a writer.
And yeah, they said that. Because Trinidad James is a writer on 24 Karat Gold because of Don't Believe Me, Just Watch. Just that part.
Yeah.
But they say Rod Wave was just...
Fuck it.
But well, what makes it funny is, how are y'all just not finding this?
Like...
Boosie is literally... don't kick my ass. Boosie is literally bored, though. Like, after that, he was even going to YG songs, like, You Owe Me Money for Bitch, Who Do You Love, which came out 10 years ago.
Yeah, Boosie B.
He probably been on whosampled.com. Cause...
I don't care about Boosie. I'm talking about the niggas that, like, for the beef with Boosie to be on Monday, and then by Wednesday, Thursday, you got a full track list of every song, and you're still like...
Rod Wave has a selective group of fans that y'all should have been noticed. Like, dang, he got that shit from Jay-Z.
Yeah. I mean, but you gotta be listening to Rod Wave and these other niggas.
Oh, dude,
yeah, I don't listen to Rod
Wave. Do niggas care?
I don't care. I think it's just common knowledge that you know that you gotta, whoever.
Yeah.
You gotta give your money up. You gotta
play a song.
Okay. Somebody got to get some money.
I can't get paid for, there's only one podcast I know that use a green screen for their podcast. They use it for like an hour and a half. Only one podcast I know do that. That's why, when I edit this, nigga, it ain't going to be no green screen.
Damn.
I'm just going to take a picture of that, of the actual recording room, and just use that as the set.
Nigga, green screen beefing?
Okay.
And know what the funny thing is? Nah. Because... them using the green screen. Now this I'm gonna toss names out there because there's no real beef and I really don't care, mainly because them niggas know I exist, but we're not in direct competition. They leagues ahead of me. So Random Order is the what used to be 4YE, the Canadian niggas.
Mm-hmm.
So they use a green screen for their podcast because they can do whatever. It just works for them. And great vibe. I listen to them. So that's how I got the idea for Inward News, that, oh, I can just use a green screen, then I can make whatever set I want for Inward News. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm lazy. That's just, nigga, put a picture or a video behind it. Like, let's not get too crazy like they do, because, nigga, this is weekly. I ain't got a team of editors like that. So that's where I got that idea. But now I've done Inward News for so long with the green screen that Dormtainment came in, and they created their own weekly news show use the green screen, and I'm cool with Rome and Cam and them, and I'm cool with the nigga Nova that hosts their new show.
Hold on, bro. We beefing with Dormtainment because them niggas biting. Is that what we doing?
The funny thing is,
I'm ready. I'm sitting on ready.
I'm hitting up the nigga that hosts that new show, Melvin. I said, because he had posted something, like it was a TV show or something. I was like, oh, you know, congrats on booking a role on TV. Shout out to you. Even though you stole my show idea, nigga. And he was like, oh, thank you, man. What you talking about? I said, oh, you think I don't realize that you doing this weekly news show with political commentary in front of a green screen? Huh, brother? He's like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about, man. I'm like, nigga. It's genuinely not that big of a beat. But it's just a legend. I can actually see and be like, inspired that.
But the thing about it is, and whatever medium you're doing, there's only so much that you can do without going back biting another nigga. You
like,
know?
With me and everything I've done, because I don't have the means to make it pop out as good as these other guys can, I can say that I've had a couple of ideas that I've seen others do, but I can't act like, oh, they took it from me. Because when I first, very 2018, when we started, I wanted to do a challenge show and just have people like compete to see who could be better at like random things. And at the same time, I had this thought, you know, Kev on Stage comes out with the Real Comedians Challenge Show, where they're literally just competing with each other on stupid things. Like, that's literally my show idea. But I know for a fact that Kev on Stage did not see me randomly tweet this. That's just given.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, he didn't come up with that.
I know,
then he didn't
come, like, because
when you told me about it, I was like, oh, we should have did a cooking idea. And then, you know, like,
all this other shit
came out.
Then we had the overrated, underrated, which I want to do for you, where it's just you arguing what's overrated, you know, whatever. Ranking list, basically. That nigga Keon Poli has the Keon's All-Stars, where you're basically arguing for a top five in, like, very, very, like, specific things. Like, it's like a top five singers with funny voices. And, you know, it's like Michelage, Sugar Daddy, or Sugar King, whatever that nigga name is.
I think it's Sugar Daddy.
Yeah. But it's like stuff like that. It's like, damn, that's another show. And I'm watching it, and I'm seeing some stuff like this, and not once does my brain go, man, they stole my idea, blah, blah. All I go is, so there's a market for it. So when I make mine, all I got to do is be good. I don't have to be better than y'all. I don't have to be just as good as y'all. I just got to be good. Because I got a bunch of different fan base. Nigga, y'all are comedians. Y'all do world tours. Y'all have all deaf pushing behind y'all. Like, nigga, I'm not competing with y'all niggas. Y'all got it. Especially not that nigga Kev at this point.
I mean, we're just trying to get it put in the dough.
So but now, you know, I'm seeing stuff like that. I'm watching 4YE. I'm watching them create their stuff. And I'm like, man, the way they use that green screen is smart. I can do that. And then to create a show and see Dormtainment see it and get inspired by it, because that's the one where I can say that came from me. Because by the time they started their new show, I think we already had at least like maybe 150 episodes of interviews, and I'm followed by Rome, Cam, Mike, and Melvin. So enough people involved in the production of that show. So it's like, I inspired that. So now my brain is, man, they stole my, oh no, it's just like, niggas that I look up to in this field is doing what I'm doing. So that means obviously I got good ideas. Now I just need to get on that level to where I can just like, hey, let's work together.
Listen, there's no such thing as, oh, you bit me, you did this. Man. There's no such thing as that.
Because guess like, what, because I seen that, and all I can think is, all right, let's work together. All right.
There's enough money for everybody to eat.
Cause I'm still trying to. One thing I still want to bring back is my damn show. Cause he had a show back in the day. I think it was around 2015, 2016. It was called Beauty for Bros, and it was just like a male upkeep, like how to take care of your mental health, how to take care of your skin, wear proper clothes, fragrance. Like it was an actual like. Nigga, not everything has to be super masculine. Damn. You ain't gotta be a dirty nigga.
You know what's crazy? I was ready to hate until you started naming some shit off.
So yeah, so he made that show, and I was like, I want to bring that show back because I really think that was a good show idea, because he had people come in and like meditation and spirituality. He had people come, like experts in that field. He would come in, teach them. And then it was like, oh, well, you know, guys always think that, oh, they gotta dress like niggas to be looking good. He's like, nah, you can wear whatever, it's how you wear it. So they brought in Rome, and it was just them constantly roasting this nigga about how he dressed. And that nigga Rome like, hey, though, hold up, what's going on here? But then it was like, you know, as a straight man, you can still wear like patterns and not be gay. You can wear stuff like this, you can do this. And I'm sitting there like, I just like this show. I want more of this show. Hey, Mike, why you stop doing this show? Time consuming, too much money, you know, paying the experts and all that. So it's like, nigga, I get it. But now I'm seeing stuff that's like, I'm creating shows that other people are like, man, I want that bad. I want to be there. Because niggas like Inward News, but also a lot more people like this podcast.
You know what, crazy?
You hate Inward News?
No. You hate Inward News. That's the crazy part. You hate Inward News.
Inward News is, I think, funny on TikTok just because I be letting niggas argue in the comments. I don't address any comments on TikTok. That's just not a place I want to be involved in. Nah. Instagram, maybe.
Nah, cause
some of Twitter, but niggas really don't be interacting with me on Twitter, like for Inward News purposes. But TikTok, I don't care if it's a movie review, if it's Inward News, if it's a podcast clip. I don't interact with nobody on TikTok. Nah. I post it and leave it.
Nah, TikTok will let some shit drain. Actually, if you go viral on TikTok, the shit will end up coming up on Twitter. Yeah, you already know. But speaking of movie review, did you hear about the shit with Scream 7?
Oh yeah, how they get rid of, or they're getting rid of their money.
Well, you know,
I thought they got rid of her because she was talking pro Israel. Then I found out it was pro Palestine, and they was like, oh yeah, y'all doing that thing y'all do when y'all mess up y'all bag. Mm. And then it was like, well, if they're gonna get rid of her, then Jenna Ortega is gonna be not too far behind because.
And then, lo and behold, it's the very next thing.
Oh, you got rid of her? I'm walking out. She was like, good. Buy me out.
Good. Good. Buy me out. She was the worst character in that Scream shit.
And that's the funny thing, though, because now Jenna Ortega, Scream's not gonna be good anymore.
Fuck it.
And all I can think is, was she really the big?
She was annoying as fuck. She was legit in the Scream movies for maybe a collective 35 minutes. Scream, like she was annoying
Scream
as fuck.
5 and 6. She was one of the most insufferable characters because obviously in 5 it's not your fault. You just randomly got attacked. It's a family thing, whatever. But then being this injured and still being like, I want to go to parties with my friends. Really? And then the friends go, you know what? Let's travel to New York with you. And then they get off there. Something bad happens. Obviously, the sister has PTSD. So she tries to stop this. It's like, you never let me party with my friends. Bitch, because the last time, not only you got fucked up, I got fucked up, he got fucked up, she got, like, deadass everybody that followed you here got fucked up. Also, that nigga... The football nigga, the light skinned, not Ice Cube son, Cuba Gooding Jr. son. Know how you be getting them confused. But,
Nigga, who be getting them confused? You know what?
But
hold
that
on.
Nigga, I think in the first movie he was that he got stabbed like five or six times.
Yeah, he did.
And in the second movie, 12, 13 more.
And somehow keep coming back.
And that nigga not died. What Cuba Gooding Jr. got on the Hollywood industry?
Well,
not much, because they were his ass.
I was just going to say.
Have you seen all the times people find out that Cuba Gooding Jr. is a wild boy? Because I feel like every time he's in the headlines, there's somebody new finding out that nigga wild. Like, there's not been literal years of proof of this nigga being crazy. Listen,
anytime that they have a meme of you putting a KFC bucket on your head like this, okay, you're certified. You're certified crazy, okay?
The infamous Boys in the Hood scene, you know about that? About him sniffing Taraji? Mm-mm. So in the scene where he comes in and he had just had to run in with the cops, you know, they had the gun in his face and all that, and he comes in mad like, you know, why don't you mess with me? He breaks down, he starts crying. Mm-hmm. So Taraji, was Nia Long, uh-huh. Yeah. So they made the spoof with Snoop Dogg and Taraji. That's why I'm thinking Taraji. But it's Nia Long holding him, and he's crying, but he's like holding her waist. And he's like, and he just stops and sniffs her. Like, you see it, like, it's not even like a, like, obviously it's quick and you might miss it, but you can watch it. You don't have to like pause or nothing. If you just pay attention, he's holding her, and then he stops, like, grabs her waist, like, and then keeps crying. It's like, nigga, you know there's cameras on you.
Okay.
Like, you know for a fact there are cameras on you. And because that shit's funny, pull it up. I want the people to see it.
did Cuba win the Oscar for Boys in the Hood, or was it for Jerry Maguire?
I know it was for Radio.
They don't give an Oscar for
Was it was he in Pearl Harbor? Or was he in, what's the other one? Antoine Fisher. He played a movie where he was a gunner in the Navy.
It wasn't
Antoine
Fisher.
Antoine
Fisher's,
Luke.
With Derek Luke.
I know Derek Luke's there, yeah.
Oh, but I've never seen that.
Yeah, I was like, Cuba played a sailor in some movie. I can't tell if it was Antoine Fisher or Pearl Harbor.
He played a sailor in, I can't remember what it is, but he had to wear the Navy suit.
Yeah.
And they was trying to say, like, he was, it was too heavy for him. And then he put it on because I think he was crippled or something. Is that not it?
Oh, no, I don't know about that. Oh. I just know, like, there was on a boat and there was, like, planes coming in and attacking. And he hopped on it. Because I think he was a cook. And they never let him do anything. And, like, when it got time to attack, he was like,
it might be Pearl Harbor. But, are we giving Cuba his stars?
Cuba's a good actor.
He's a great actor.
He's a wild boy, but
Go ahead, keep on.
You didn't like him as OJ?
Keep on. He was really good.
Let's list off all the times Cuba was out here proving. He was a lying, cheating, no good salesman in the Fighting Temptations. Where he was a breakdancer.
Hold on.
He was a lying, no good, dirty cheater in Snow Dogs.
Okay. Where's this range? Cause he was a
lying, no good, barely thinking nigga in the radio.
It's the lying, no good, and everything.
I say, nah, he really plays some lying, no good ass characters.
like legit.
So
every time we do this argument, you be like, Denzel always a bad guy. Da, 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 da. Cuba Gooding Jr. is always an ancient nigga. So.
Cuba been doing this for real in ancient nigga many things. You got it pulled up?
I got it pulled up.
Don't wait, hit that phone.
All right. I can't hear it.
Oh, don't worry, they can hear it. Actually, they can't. Hit four, where four is hit one.
That's crazy.
Now they can hear it.
Oh, you're late. I thought something might have happened to you.
Nothing's gonna happen to me.
Okay.
Listen to the song.
I'm tired of hearing him shooting all the
time. Somebody
at home said,
shut the fuck up
so we can
hit the scene, nigga.
I'm tired of this shit.
No, I don't know who did this scene funny between Snoop Dogg or the Wayans.
Kill all these motherfuckers.
The Wayans.
Don't you? I love that dude, man. So I can't.
Man, that is my favorite movie. Like, niggas ask me all the time, what's my favorite movie? That is my shit.
This dude was swinging, and then the kids are flying.
You motherfuckers, come on! Come on, me, motherfucker!
Somebody said, this is just proof that Cuba Gooding Jr. can't fight. What the hell was this? And you can blame an ice trick for this. Here you go. Watch him.
y'all think...
Okay.
There you go. Look! That nigga was getting some good ones in. That nigga was still off. You take a chance? If you have that scene, whatever actress you want, I don't even care. You can pick whoever. But you know there are cameras on you. Are you taking that chance to try and catch a whiff?
Nah.
Because think about it.
Nah.
However many times he probably shot that scene, that's the take they chose.
Nah.
Somebody in the editor room was laughing.
Like, nah, because I feel like when you on set, bro, like there's multiple chances where you can just be like, while you're walking past somebody, you know? Or you can get a good nose pull.
It was in Pearl Harbor.
It was Pearl Harbor?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
The one I was thinking of is Men of Honor. But let's see. You said, what's his character's name? Petty Officer. Am I slow?
Hold on. Who was in Men of Honor, though?
I'm on Samuel Jackson.
What happened?
Click it.
I clicked his name from,
I think he was the character that was Dory Miller. Cause I know.
Oh, it do start with a D. That's all I could see until I tried to click it.
I think it was Dory Miller, and I want to know that because when I was in Africa, the base was on. It's defects in the army, but they call it galleys. The name of the food place, nigga, the cafeteria. It was called the Dory Miller Galley. And I just remember, like, okay, who was that? Oh, it was a sailor. He was supposed to be a cook, and then, you know, World War II happened, and he shot down, like, he defended the boat. I was like, oh, okay, that's just a badass Navy nigga.
Doris Miller.
See? And then I think randomly I watched Pearl Harbor. I don't know why I was watching Pearl Harbor. Cannot explain why me as an adult was watching Pearl Harbor. But I think she was going to do something when somebody called him Miller. And I was like, wait a second. Damn, that's crazy because niggas watching Pearl Harbor for, you know, who is it? Black Boy and Matt Damon. Is it Matt Damon?
Yeah.
Ben Affleck.
Oh, See, I was thinking of the other white
girl. They're the same nigga to me, so.
Listen, Pearl Harbor? Huh? You talking about Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
Ben Affleck.
Look, all white people look like me, so, you know.
So once I realized, I was like, man, people watch this. They don't realize that this thing, like, I'm sure the sailor niggas, the Navy folks, like, yeah, that nigga's important. And it's like, damn. How in history does this nigga take a back seat to two fictional characters? You gonna stop hating on Cuba Gooding Jr. It's sad when he tries to defend nigga, you can't even remember his name.
Look, I'm gonna let you get all your Cuba Gooding Jr. Love off. Get a nigga his flowers now.
Who you got on better overall actor between? Let's play a little game of who's better.
Okay.
Parentals. Cuba Gooding.
Parentals.
Cuba Gooding Jr. or his son?
Oh, please. Can his son play radio?
Probably.
His son don't got the credit, so unfortunately, I have to go with Cuba Gooding.
All right. Denzel or John David? You're right. John David wanted no contest.
Nigga, shut your ass up. Shut your ass up.
Willard or Jaden?
Jaden. Will Smith can't get with Karate Kid 4.
Oh, that don't make it a Karate Kid.
With both Jackie Chan and the original nigga. Yeah, I saw that.
Who else? Minnie Riperton or Maya Rudolph?
But Maya can't hit them high notes, so of course Minnie.
And Minnie can't act.
So what are we talking about?
Alright, who else we got?
I'm the
other parent.
Ice Cube or O'Shea?
Jude Apatow.
I don't know who Jude. I know his movie.
He's a
Seth Rogen.
Well,
yeah, but I don't know shit about Maya.
I'm thinking of his wife though. His wife was on.
His wife is the white bitch from
oh my god, not the white bitch.
Man, that's not our fault.
She was on Knocked Up.
Yeah, the main character from the white bitch from Knocked Up. Not the main character, but the friend of.
But their daughter is Maude, and she plays on Euphoria.
Well, first of all, we need to cancel Euphoria, but
they
need to cancel it, but. Because when 2025 come back, listen, you're going to be thinking about it.
This is my problem with the modern streaming platform. It's taking a full-on year to produce a show. Mm-hmm. You know, like...
When back in the day, they used to just do it by the season. But you would have about 20 episodes and not 8.
But even still, you can fuck around and still get, like, what? Like, 2 episodes in 1 year. You know what I'm saying? I mean, 2 seasons in 1 year.
What's that thing called?
What?
Invincible. They just put that on hiatus.
Bro, it's 8 fucking episodes. What do you mean you're finna go on a mid-season hiatus? Bro, that shit pissed me the fuck off.
2 years to make it 2. You know what's crazy? When they announced season 2, know what they said? Season 3 is already being worked on, and I think season 4 is being written. So we're not getting that far ahead. We ain't even done with 2.
We're not getting season 3 until at least 2026.
And also, they're trying to bring in more big names, and it's like, you bring in too many popular people.
Listen.
The schedule ain't gonna link up like that, like you think they are.
And then, you know what's really crazy? What niggas are not talking about? The writer's strike? Yeah, that was only for 3 years. Like, the settlement is only for 3 years.
So they're still gonna come back to the table.
So, on 2026, so if you're trying to put some shit in the prediction,
Listen, Kevin on stage said one thing right. He said, if you don't put me in your shit, I'll make my own shit. Because right now, nigga, these unscripted shows I'm making, hey, shout out to me. Because all I need is funny niggas or entertaining niggas, and I can make my shit work. Because between you, Porsche, D, unfortunately me, like, my shows ain't hurt. I ain't got no views, but production ain't hurt. I can bust up. This right here, baby? This saving my life. I don't even need location no more. And now I learned how to use the Roto tool, so I can record stuff and take people out of moving backgrounds. I technically don't need the green screen no more.
Listen, once the shit gets consistently in the thousands.
Man, well, let me get consistently like 150 views. I'm taking off.
Period.
That's all I need. If I can get a consistent, like if I can get the views we had before the pandemic, if I can get those back,
we used to get some 300s.
That's like, yeah, we used to be cooking. It'd be a couple slow episodes, we get a banger, everything should, and that's the beauty of everything shot up. Now I'll get a banger, nothing going up but that one video. Nah. Cause when we did that Howard University, old scamming ass nigga and all shit. That, and we started calling people. Now, when that got brought in, nigga, all the views shut up. That's when we cracked like 2,000 or 3,000.
And then the crazy part was, like 10 weeks later, we stopped doing the whole podcast. But you know what's crazy?
Cool. We just
be here.
At this point, we've worked our way into a position to where we can't keep doing shit. Like it's not futile at this point. Like we can see a goal. Cause even if I don't get views on the videos on YouTube, niggas still hit me up to record stuff. Money's coming somehow.
We didn't hit that point. But you know what they say. Rest in peace to Miss Gladys and Juanita, boy. And like that, we gone. Rest in peace to Miss Gladys.
Girl, you can stop recording. What if she said I ain't arguing with that nigga?